get going. Hour number two is here, and we have a very special hour ahead for you. As most of you know, heart attacks and heart disease in America are absolutely ruthless in the numbers of people those two things either kill or whose lives they destroy. But there is an incredible gift that was left to us all. Dr. Linus Pauling, a genius of his time and probably of all time, discovered that there is a way to stop and reverse heart disease in humans. And it's so easy, it's ridiculous. We've been trying to tell you about this for some time. And Dr. Owen Fonerow is with us tonight. He, of course...
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. His organization is the Vitamin C Foundation, and the web address is vitamincfoundation.org. These products are, again, so simple, Dr. Fonerow, but so crucial. It just amazes me. And it's not just heart issues that your protocols, Dr. Pauling's discovery, will address. I mean, this is an amazing, truly remarkable breakthrough in the understanding of basic human health and wellness.
Yes, it is. And I'm assuming that we're going to have these other guests on.
We are.
Subject of the book that have actually experienced this. In the case of Carol Smith, she's experienced the recovery and the relapse at least three different occasions, and I'm hoping to listen to her and their stories.
They are
totally remarkable.
We need to bring our listeners who missed your first visit,
okay,
and who haven't explored this issue as they should, up to speed. So let's tell them a little bit about what Dr. Pauling discovered and why you're involved with it.
Right. Well, the basic theory that people need to understand is that most of the animal species produce their own vitamin C. They do it 24/7, produced in the liver, adjusted for body weight of about 10 grams.
Mm-hmm.
So humans are one of the few species, gorillas, guinea pigs, that cannot make vitamin C, and we suffer many more diseases, including cardiovascular disease. And what Pauling and his associates determined, and there's 70 years of science that led up to this, is that the body, the species that make vitamin C, they can keep the artery strong, and basically because it's required to produce collagen, the number one protein in the body. But when we have evolved so that we, in the absence of vitamin C and then the collagen, the arteries start to weaken, and the body has evolved this plaster-like cast of producing cholesterol deposits that strengthen the arteries. And it works, and, you know, most people as they age who are not taking vitamin C will get these deposits.
Mm-hmm.
However, the arteries aren't as elastic, so heart attack, you know, if a blockage or something happens, they can't dilate, and we have what's called an infarction, cutting off blood flow. So the idea is that what we call heart disease is nature's attempt to overcome the fact that we can no longer produce vitamin C due to a genetic defect. And that's the basic theory. And then he, based on what science has discovered of what makes this particular plaster cast form, it's called a lysine binding site,
mm-hmm.
that in addition to taking vitamin C, the second major component is the amino acid lysine, like vitamin C, completely non-toxic. You can't kill a laboratory animal. And
mm-hmm.
the basic dosage, though, is quite high, and so it becomes kind of hard. It becomes very hard to take this as pills. So, we can discuss that at any time you want as far as some of these fine products that completely avoid pills and have had just phenomenal success.
Well, I take them every day and I just pop them in my nutrition drink. It's all powdered and it just,
right.
it's so simple. The issue of collagen and arterial composition is fascinating to me because the entire body, of course, is a basic collagen warehouse. It should be if it's in good health.
Right.
But when we don't get the vitamin C, we diminish the amount of collagen that is accessible to the body, not right. just in the arteries and circulatory system, but all over.
That's this, right. You see people with wrinkles and everything else when they're not getting vitamin
that's
C.
That's my point. You don't have to have collagen injections. You need to give your body vitamin C,
right.
because the body is apparently always capable of producing it, isn't it? We don't lose our ability to do so.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, one of the things that Pauling pointed out in his early book was that it takes one molecule of vitamin C is used up for every molecule of collagen that is produced.
Wow. All right. Now, I've seen people who also bruise easily, for right. example. And that's said to be a collagen issue as well.
Definitely an indicator, a strong indicator, that the person is not getting sufficient vitamin C, if you see bruising, because it means the blood vessels are breaking.
And they're breaking because?
Well, they're weak. They have become weak. And so somebody who suffered some kind of trauma, if you have sufficient vitamin C, you've got strong arteries, you will not bruise.
Uh-huh.
But if you have weakened arteries, they will break.
That's a very important indicator for people.
That is.
We don't understand, as a society, how much vitamin C we really need each day.
That's correct.
And this is important. Some people say, well, I take 250 milligrams a day or 500 milligrams a day. That's I take it in the morning.
That probably puts them in the 90th percentile, though. I mean, that's most people get much less than that. They're lucky to get the RDA, and that's why heart disease is so prevalent.
Why do we not know? How much do we need a day? Who's keeping this information from us, as if I didn't know? But how much do we need a day, Dr. Farnham?
Well, there's different opinions. Linus Pauling has written in his 1986 book, he recommended 6 grams, 6,000 to 18,000 milligrams a day, and he himself took 18,000 milligrams a day.
Okay.
The world's leading expert today, Dr. Thomas Levy, MD, JD, world's expert in vitamin C, recommends 6,000 to 12,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. Our foundation thinks the RDA should be 3,000 milligrams, that every human being should be taking at least 3 grams. We recommend 1 gram with each meal.
Okay.
That's the minimum.
Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to do. When I began to do this, I did notice a difference. It was subtle. I can't tell you. I can't quantify it easily. But
right.
you feel better with vitamin C. I don't know. You're the doctor, but there's something going on here that's at the benchmark level of overall wellness.
Your feeling of well-being increases for many, many reasons. And you had no idea before that your body was operating in a short supply.
You don't know.
That like you're being in a desert and having to conserve water, your body was in a vitamin C conservation mode. And so by taking it, there's all sorts of systems and things that start to take place. And in mm-hmm. many cases, if people start too fast, these systems can use up the vitamin C you're taking, expecting that you're taking a lot, and people can get what they call rebound effect or colds by starting too fast. But
you,
in general, feel much better. Everybody can find that out for themselves. They don't have to, everybody's different, but they can experience this for themselves.
Your Vitamin C Foundation has the best quality vitamin C I've ever come across. Is there good quality and bad quality vitamin C out there? I mean, I know it ranges a little bit.
I don't know enough to say that there's bad quality. I just wanted, if we were going to put our name on it, I wanted it to be the best in the world.
Well, it is. Yeah.
It's made in Europe. It's made by the finest company, and it's as pure as you can get, and we're very, very proud of RC. That doesn't mean there's not excellent other sources, but unfortunately, the majority of those sources are where the Olympics are going on. And I just don't have a very strong faith that they can keep it as high quality as it should be.
Well, they found lead in the Olympic gold medals, so God only knows what they'd put in the vitamin C. But
I know,
yes.
I don't want to despair, because I think if people take vitamin C from any source, they're going to improve their health. There's no question about that.
Concur. All right. And so the Vitamin C Foundation recommends 3 grams a day or 3,000 milligrams a
day. That's what we think the RDA, the recommended daily allowance to keep mm-hmm. people healthy and from mm-hmm. ever getting heart disease, ought to be, instead of the 60 milligrams, which is,
60 milligrams, that's an insult.
It keeps people from dying outright in 2 months from
mm-hmm.
scurvy.
Mm-hmm.
It does not prevent people from getting this gradual hardening of the arteries.
And scurvy
three grams might. 10 grams, for 90% of the population, will.
Hmm. And scurvy is simply another word for a deficiency of vitamin C.
Yeah, that's what they named the killing disease. It used to kill the sailors
mm-hmm.
who didn't have access to vitamin C until they discovered that limes would prevent it.
Right.
But, yeah, that scurvy is the name of the vitamin C deficiency disease, and we consider cardiovascular disease to be, or Pauling considered it, a chronic, slow form of scurvy.
Interesting. All right, now, we've got a break coming up here, but very briefly, the plaque buildup in the arteries that you mentioned, the stiffening, hardening, the repair, the cast, as you called it. With proper vitamin C, what happens?
Well, first of all, the arteries themselves begin to recover. The collagen, they become stronger. And we have evidence of the Bush cardioretinometry looking at the retinal arteries that on its own. But adding lysine seems to make this process remarkably fast, the reversal of these plaques.
And the bottom line as we go to break is this is essentially almost 100% reversible.
The only reason it's not a cure, as our guests can talk about, is that if you stop it, the process returns. So you have to keep taking vitamin C as if you were an animal that was producing it in your liver.
See, you're making a case for a genetically modifying human being so they produce it. Like the rest of the animal world.
We have discussions about that in our forum all the time.
I believe it. Dr. Owen Fonero is my guest. VitaminCFoundation.org is the place to go, and we'll be right back. Let's get right back to our guest, Dr. Owen Fonero of the Vitamin C Foundation. VitaminCFoundation.org. You can click on his name and go right there. Listen, this is no joke. What you're hearing tonight is probably the single most important breakthrough in overall human health and wellness that I've remembered ever hearing about.
And I think your judgment is right on.
Well, thank you. I don't know how else to look at it. It's overwhelming. We just don't make vitamin C, folks, and we don't get it. And when you don't get it, you're going to get it, and it's not pleasant. And there are many things tied to this.
And if it was well known, the pharmaceutical industry would not exist in its present form.
Well,
so they have a self-preservation problem, and we all suffer because of it. The truth, the science is not producing the truth. It's there, but we're not getting told the
right.
truth.
All right. We have a couple of special guests tonight. Our first is standing by now. Her name is Carol. Are you there, Carol?
There's two Carols, aren't there?
We have one at a time. I couldn't take two Carols at once. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine.
Good. Well, you sound great. Dr. Fonero is here.
And I guess what I have to know which Carol I'm speaking with.
We have Carol Smith.
Okay, good.
This is Carol, Smith.
Carol Smith is sort of the star of the book I wrote. I mean, her case, and I can't wait for her to tell you the story.
Okay,
go ahead, Carol, if you would.
Carol Smith.
Understand. Tell us your story, Carol, if you would.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said.
I said, tell us what happened to you, how you found out about this, and what it did for you. Pauling's discovery.
Well, let's see. First of all, I was 47, did not know I had a heart problem or anything was wrong other than I was very tired, and I had a massive heart attack when I was 47 years old.
No symptoms at all?
Extreme tired.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I mean, no chest pains, no tightness, just that I was extremely tired and, you know, made appointment for the doctor. I'll try to be brief with you on this. Made appointment for a doctor appointment for a complete physical to find out what was going on. And, of course, before I could get for my appointment, I started having chest pains at home, ended up in the hospital, and then, you know, they checked me out and made appointment for me to see a heart specialist and gave me some meds and, you know, stabilized me and sent me home. And then on Labor Day weekend, I had a massive heart attack. Luckily, I was in intensive care at that point, and, you know, it saved my life and everything. But
was that 1996, correct?
That was September of 1995.
Okay,
Labor
fine.
Day
so
weekend.
Mm-hmm. About 6 or 7 years before she found out about Pauling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
So I'll move forward, but... But anyway, you know, I had what it turned out to be is that I had a 90% blockage to the left main artery, and they did a balloon process, and that didn't work, and they had to go in and do a Roto-Rooter to that calcified blockage.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, 3 weeks later, I was, of course, home and doing well and everything, and I suddenly started having terrible chest pains again. And, you know, I couldn't get up and walk from my bedroom to my living room without having to sit down and rest and wait for the angina to let up. I was scared.
Well, that'll scare anybody, Carol.
You know, so they adjusted my meds and told me that I would have to learn to live with angina. And it turns out later when they did the testing, they found out that my left main artery was very bad and they couldn't do a bypass. And at that time, of course, you know, whatever they said, I believed, and they were correct. The artery was very bad. But mm-hmm. in the meantime, eventually I was able to learn about the heart technology because I was on a website with a group and someone shared about the heart technology, and I got
is a vitamin C and lysine product. Go ahead. I was just pointing out that that's a vitamin C and lysine product from Tower Labs. Go ahead.
Yes, that was on the anything. And so I went to the site, and at the site then, after doing reading and everything else, I went ahead and ordered the heart technology and started on it. And after probably 3 weeks, it could have been a lot less than that. But
well, you're a testimonial I'm reading right now said 3 weeks.
Okay. And anyway, after that time, I no longer had any chest pains, and I had more energy, and I felt great. It was wonderful not to hurt.
So you suffered for about 6 years. You started taking this vitamin C and lysine powder. 3 weeks later, the pain was gone, which they said you'd have to live with for the rest of your life.
That is very correct.
Okay.
I had wore patches. And, you know, took nitrile pills whenever I needed to up until that point. And then 3 weeks after starting the heart technology, I no longer had to wear patches or take nitrile pills. I had no chest pains. I kept waiting for something to happen. I just, you know, it was just too good to be true. And it's not. It really, truthfully works.
And if there was some amount of time you were on that, and then for whatever reason you had to stop. So let's go to that point.
Okay, well, money gets tight.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I hate to admit it, but our finances got really tight, and I was feeling really good and everything, and so I believed that I was cured. I really did, and it was the biggest mistake of my life because I stopped taking the product. As you can read through the book, of course, something you should never do. But at that point, I didn't know it. I didn't understand that. And I stopped.
Six months. After she stopped, she got it and another heart attack, right? Your third.
I had another heart attack, yes.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We have to pause and do a little business. We'll come right back with Carol Smith and Dr. Owen Fonero. VitaminCFoundation.org. Literally can and in many cases will save your life and bring you to a level of health and wellness you haven't experienced in some cases maybe ever. We'll be right back. All right, let's get right back to our guest tonight, Dr. Owen Fonero, founder of the Vitamin C Foundation, and our special guest, first of two, Carol Smith. All right, Carol, you stopped. You had a second heart attack.
Yeah, let me bring everybody up to speed again. So for 5 years, cardiology had their chance, and they couldn't take her pain away.
Gotcha.
All right, so in around 2001, she finds out about this. After 3 weeks, she starts to feel completely well. Mm-hmm. She stays on it until her money can run out, and I really kind of lost contact. And then she can pick it up because, and about when she called me after this next heart attack, and then we'll talk about what happened with her EKG. So go ahead, Carol.
Okay, Carol.
Okay, so anyway, in I had stopped the heart technology, and in January 24th of 2003, I had my third heart attack. That's when I contacted Owen and told him what had happened. I was desperate to find some kind of answers. I mean, I felt pretty blessed that I had survived three heart attacks, and and I was scared. I really was looking for answers, and he talked to me about taking, going back on the A9 and to taking, adding in the unique E product and think to help erase the heart damage. And so I felt I had nothing to lose, and I really did not want to keep dealing with angina and anything. And after, so the doctor did the EKG and everything, had all the results before I started back on Unique E and the vitamin
A9. The Pauling therapy, right?
Right, the Pauling therapy. Thank you, anything. And so he had the EKGs that showed they were abnormal.
Sure.
And we started on the products, and after 3 months on there, I went back in and saw him, maybe three and a half, somewhere in that area there when I got my appointment. And he was right. They showed normal. They had went back to being normal. We had a my doctor wrote on the EKG copy he gave to me that Owen has, and I think that it says that there is no evidence of any heart damage.
It's incredible. And is this, Owen, excuse me, is this a normal, quick turnaround for the Pauling therapy, 3 months or
well,
less?
I think, to be honest with you, first of all, it's a special product by Tower called Scorzine-9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a combination of the best vitamin E in the world by AC Grace called Unique E.
Mm-hmm.
Some other time I could tell you about the doctors that called me from around the world. They've experienced similar things on this Unique E. And that, I had just gotten some calls. That's when Carol called me. So I told her, let's try this. Let's see if what's being reported is true. And sure enough, we've got posted on the Internet her before and after EKGs.
It's, right.
Well, it's like a different person for 3 weeks. So anyway, but the thing is that Carol, again... Even after this other recovery, unfortunately, Carol, go and finish now. Because
well,
people need to learn from this. People need to learn from this.
Well, yes, and I'm a good example. And anyway, I mean, we got the EKGs being back to being totally normal.
Right.
I had no angina. I was doing wonderful and things. And then, you know, I hate to admit this, but, you know, you get to feeling so good that you get very... relax with taking your drink mixes.
That's
and vitamins.
Normal human
and
nature. Yeah. Okay. I understand.
Okay. I'm very normal.
Right.
And I should have learned my lesson, but I slowed down and then I stopped. At that point, I honestly don't remember if it was because money was getting tight or anything else, but my doctor had wanted me to go in and have another procedure called EECP done. It's a condition where they put these things that wraps around your legs, and they hook your heart up, and they do this pumping, and it's supposed to strengthen your heart and everything. And so during that time, they had asked me to stop taking these products because they wanted exactly how this procedure was going to affect my heart.
Uh-huh.
And I agreed. And so, you know, if you stop this, your body needs desperately vitamin C. And if you don't have it and you're not taking it, I have learned that I get into serious trouble.
What happened?
I ended up in the emergency room. They stabilized me enough that they put me in the hospital and they put a medical stent in.
Another heart attack.
And they actually didn't call it a heart attack, but they, in order to save my life, they put a medical stent in.
Well, I'll call it a heart attack.
Well, I would too, but the doctor didn't call it that. So anyway, they put a medical stent in to save my life, and
mm-hmm.
I did fine for, that was in July, and in September, so what, 6-7 months from that
mm-hmm.
point, somewhere in that area there,
mm-hmm.
I started having really, really bad chest pains, and I was, trust me, I was being a really good person. I was eating healthy. I was exercising. I was doing everything I should be doing, and I started having really bad chest pains that I couldn't even get up and go to work. I was on oxygen, nitro pills, nitro patches.
But you had not gone back on the Pauling protocol, right?
I think at that point, Well, I was taking one dose, but it wasn't enough in my system, and it, of course, it didn't seem to be working. What we found out is that I had inflammation of the main arteries, uh-huh. of the artery where the stent had been put in.
Uh-huh.
I had inflammation of the anything, and I was in serious trouble, and the doctor wanted to put me in the hospital and put a stent in at each end of that original stent
to
correct the problem, and I said
it.
No,
I wouldn't do it. Go
well,
ahead,
Arne. She wasn't taking enough, and she had been told not to, and she had financial problems. So she was at that point, and so when she went back to what she thought would help, it really didn't help her. So what helped you, Carol?
And what ended up helping me, and I think, was the fact that I got a hold of you, and then I started back on the products like I should be. And then,
at the right
and
dosage.
When you, right, with the right dosage. And I'm, you know, that was back in January of, what I can't remember what time was that. That was in January of 2007, and I think, and I'm doing wonderful. And my doctor told me he'd give me 2 weeks or less, and I'd be begging him to put me in the hospital because I would be hurting so bad. And I'm doing wonderful. I go walking every day. I don't have to wear patches. I'm not taking nitro pills. I'm not hooked up to oxygen. I have my life back.
Well,
and I owe it all to Pauling therapy, mm-hmm. going through and, you know, taking the products safely in the amounts that I should be taking them.
Carol, we have to go here. That's a wonderful, incredible testimonial of something that is absolutely as being presented. This is an extraordinary story. You've been through an amazing thing, but you feel great now. You sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I feel wonderful.
And I'm so proud of her that she's used her real name. I mean, you know, how many people would do that? But she's this thing happened to her.
All true.
And she's willing to tell other people to help them.
Well, keep at it, Carol. Thank you very much for being here tonight, Carol.
Thank you for having me on here. And let me tell you that this product works.
Well,
it
obviously.
It is a blessing.
You're wonderful, and thank you for sharing it. We'll talk again perhaps sometime. Thank you, dear. Owen, that's incredible. We have to take a break here. We'll come back and meet our second special guest.
Very good.
This is the program that could save your life, friends. And not only that, you look up on the Internet vitamin C deficiencies and see what you find. It's called scurvy, but there are I don't know how many things attached to that. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dr. Owen Fonerol. Okay, we gotta get the other. Okay, let's get right back to our conversation here with Dr. Owen Fonerol and meet our second special guest, who is also named Carol, and she is standing by right now. So, Carol, hi, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
Thank you for being here, dear. Why don't you just go ahead, if you would? We don't have a whole lot of time, but 10 minutes, and just get into your story. And Dr. Fonerol is here, and we'd like to hear what happened, what you discovered, and how these amazing products have helped you.
And how you got a hold of it. You talked to the co-author of the book, Sally Jewell, and how she helped you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it started in 2002 when I was diagnosed with cardiovascular disease and AFib. And I had all these cardioversions, and I had an ablation that didn't work, and afterwards another cardioversion, and nothing was working. And in 2006, my doctor decided he'd give me a nuclear test, so he did, and he found that my heart was just clogged up on one side. He wanted me to have a stent or a bypass, and he wanted to put me on statins as soon as possible, and I refused because, in the meantime, I've been reading about Dr. Linus Paulingsworth and Dr. Raff, and I've read the books, and I wanted to try it. So I couldn't get the Linus Pauling's protocol in Hawaii. I just never heard of it. And so I started taking 3 grams of vitamin C a day plus 2 grams of L-lysine and L-proline and whatever vitamins I could find that I thought would help. And I started feeling better immediately. it was like my feet weren't blue anymore, and everything was seemed to be going good. I went to my doctor a couple times, and he says, "Yeah, you're looking really good. Your heart sounds pretty good, except for the AFib." But anyway, about a year later, he ordered another nuclear test, and he at that the day that I went in for the follow-up, the electricity went out in his building, and I had to walk from the garage up to his office. And mm-hmm. when I got there, he said, "Oh, the elevators are working again." I said, "Nope." I walked from the garage up to your office, and he says, "You can't do that." I said, "Yes, I can. I told you I was feeling better." And I'd already found the protocol by then on the internet, and I'd been taking a Linus Pauling version for about 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, when we got into his office, he opened up my chart and he says, "I have really good news for you. Your heart is clear. There's nothing clogging the arteries. It's perfect."
Did you tell him what you had been doing, Carol? Did you tell him what you had been doing when he asked about this?
No, he asked me, every time I went into his office, he says, "What are you doing? Because you sound so much better." And I said, "I'm just taking my vitamins." Because medical doctors just don't believe in vitamins. And he's a good doctor. I didn't want to lose him. I didn't want to play doctor on him, you know?
I understand. So, yeah, yeah.
About 4 months after that, this May, I had the nuclear test done, the second nuclear test done October of 2007. And in May, I had an echocardiogram. Now, I'd had an enlarged heart all this time also, I should mention. But when they did the echocardiogram, he said they found that all my arteries, my valves were working perfectly again. Plus, my heart was now down to its normal size.
Wow.
Which is unheard of.
That's incredible. The enlarged heart returned to its normal configuration. The valves were all working perfectly.
And the blockage was gone.
The blockages are gone.
Now this must
and,
this
feet
must
are not blue anymore. I have my feet are pink now.
Explain the blue feet, Owen.
I'm not sure I can.
No.
I mean,
okay.
It's poor circulation.
Poor circulation in the feet. All right.
Uh-huh.
How long did you take the products before you began to see and feel better?
I started feeling better almost immediately. I felt great.
Wow.
Which is reproducible, and anybody can try this. You don't have to go to the doctor to get a prescription. I mean,
you just take it. You know, I was just taking the maintenance dose. You know, I was taking 3 grams of vitamin C a day plus the 2 gram or whatever it's in the protocol. I think it's a little over 2 grams of L-lysine and the L-proline.
Did you ever increase that? We've never spoken. Did you increase that or?
I increased the L-proline a little because I was getting two messages, one from Dr. Rath and one from Linus Pauling. And
okay.
Dr. Rath, he likes to have people. He likes to give more proline to people.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, you know, I didn't do it constantly. I was just taking the protocol.
The Tower Heart Technology.
Sometimes I'd increase it, sometimes I wouldn't, depending on how I felt.
How did you take it? Just mix it up in juice or something?
Just mix it in juice. That's all I took, and I mix it in water. It tastes like sort of a sour orange juice.
Uh huh.
Right.
Wasn't bad at all. It's very pleasant.
Briefly, Carol, what was the rest of your diet like? Were you doing the average American diet, or were you trying to do the right thing?
I didn't change anything. Nothing.
You're doing meat, cheese, potatoes, dairy, all that stuff.
I was trying to be good.
In other words, you said,
you know,
yes, that's right. I see.
I don't eat a lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I don't eat a lot of meat. You know, I eat meat, but I eat more fish and chicken than I do red meat.
Well, it's still all got the same fat content. It's not any different. None's different than the other. What we're hearing here, Owen Fonerow, is that this is so powerful, and I do not recommend that anyone eat like Carol is. I just don't personally. I'm a vegan. It is so powerful, it can actually wade right through all this terrible abuse that most people administer to themselves by their diets and reverse the most catastrophic of human health problems, and that is a dying heart.
It is, and I've heard this now for 12 years from individual after individual after individual, and that's why we felt compelled to write the book, to share these stories, people using their real names. Carol's case is not even in the book. It ought to be. I mean... You know, hearing it firsthand, it's unbelievable, but it's over and over again. And so you're sitting in my position, hearing this, and wondering how can cardiologists not notice this? Well, because the patients aren't telling them; they're afraid to tell them what's happening.
They're also beholden to a different god, shall we say?
Well, you know, there are some out there. I mean,
Good ones out there. Yes,
there are.
But most don't want to step out. They're worried about malpractice insurance suits.
Yep.
They're worried about many things.
They're controlled.
They're trained to do this. Their surgeons are going to send someone home and say, "Go take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and check with me in 6 months." It ain't going to happen. So they don't think like that. So you've been at it ever since, and you're doing fine.
Yes. I haven't quit. I'm going to do it the rest of my life, and all my relatives are starting on it, my friends at work, because they saw the difference in me. I went from just sort of plodding along like I was at a death's door since 2002, and then this last year, just I changed so drastically that they were asking me, what did I do?
That's an amazing story.
I'm 70 years old, and I have a...
It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
You're 70 years old.
It's hard to sell because people. If it's this simple, how come we all don't know?
Well, we're teaching
them. It's so simple.
Carol, you're 70 years old with a 50-year-old heart.
Yeah.
Is that it, or a 40-year-old heart?
I don't know. I still have AFib. I'm going to work on that because I've heard people who are on the same protocol taking extra this and that for their AFib, and it's actually gone away.
Well,
and I have constant AFib. It doesn't bother me at all now that I have no plaque in my body.
I guess the question is, are you willing to share your approximate age? Are you willing to share your approximate age?
She said 70 years old, Bowen.
I said I'm 70. I just turned 70 in December, and I went right back to riding my Harley.
Carol.
And I'm just a little woman, too. I'm not
Atta
big.
Girl. What Harley do you have?
I have a Sportster, 12,000.
Good for you, 1200. Good for you. And you ride that Harley.
I'm so nervous I can't think right now.
No, you're doing wonderfully. Well, this is amazing. She's riding her Harley, folks. That's just great. Carol, thank you. Maybe we'll have you back on again and we'll explore this a little further. You've been wonderful, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
It's a pleasure. I just want to let everybody know that God made a way to heal your heart. He's right here on earth. It's not in any bottle. It's not a pill bottle.
Good job. Thank you again. Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Good night. This is incredible, Owen. You said something. We just have a minute left. We'll talk again maybe in 4 or 5 weeks, and maybe
we'll pull
both these ladies back. I mean, they're just amazing. This girl's 70 and riding her Harley.
Isn't this something? You know, and if you think about her story, it's beyond belief. We hear this all the time.
I understand. Well, I'm so
thank
proud
you, Linus
to be
Pauling.
Able to, yeah.
Thank you, Linus Pauling. Thank you, Linus Pauling.
Really proud to be able to help bring this information forward. But without
and
you,
you're doing,
and your people,
you're doing a wonderful service, sir, and we really appreciate it.
Last thing, you mentioned something about stem cells and the heart.
Well, the fact that the Harvard analyzed 880 substances to see if they could cause a heart stem cell muscle to regenerate into heart muscle. And only one substance was able to do that. And you want to guess what that is?
Amazing.
Vitamin C.
Amazing.
880 subjects. We have a pointer to that on several websites. You can read the article. Mm-hmm. Of course, it gets buried. You don't hear much about it. And we believe that that is a large explanation why the EKGs become normal.
Yep. And the heart size in the case of the first Carol, or the
The second Carol,
returned to its normal size? That's mind-boggling. Just incredible. This is.
Yeah, I mean, we have stories of blood pressure. We have all these. It's unbelievable what happens.
We'll
happened.
Do that
what
more. Let's get together next month. We'll do this again. This is so critically important.
Sounds like a date. I'm very happy to.
Thank you, Owen.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Dear friends, go and take a very close look at this. You heard some real truths tonight. VitaminCFoundation.org.